Biden laughter. It drives Ann crazy, and that's why I'm playing it this afternoon. Yes, welcome back. 4:50, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And here's a guy, Charlie Hurt. I know you had to be just laughing your butt off watching this debate last night.
Well, I thought I was enjoying it, but I wasn't enjoying it nearly as much as Joe Biden was. Whatever laughing gas he had, I wanted some of that. I did not have that. I had to kind of sit there and just sort of make my own laughter.
Yeah, you know, have you ever, ever seen a debate like that? Because, you know, we've heard from people like Chris Matthews this afternoon, said, I've been watching debates since 1960, and I never saw such a level of disrespect.
You know, that was really shocking because you expected to sort of turn on and you were going to see the avuncular, crazy old uncle in the attic, Joe Biden, saying this funny stuff, talking about malarkey and stuff and doing all that kind of corny stuff that is sort of amusing on the campaign trail. But he went so much further beyond that and was downright nasty. And the things that he found funny blow my mind. Like at one point, that they mercifully stopped showing the split screen,
yeah,
where Biden would be guffawing over people dying in Syria or whatever. And then, but when Paul Ryan was talking about his position on abortion, and he was giving a very it was a very serious discussion about all this, and the camera didn't show Biden, but I'm sure that I heard him over there laughing,
yeah,
into his microphone.
Yeah.
Apparently even that is just hysterical.
Yeah, well, you know, the White House, in fact, Ed Kelly was just in here a few minutes ago and pointed out that Jay Carney at the White House today had to sort of, you know, back some of the comments off from Joe Biden. But he also, he said that Biden was laughing at, well, let me play this here.
When Congressman Ryan starts attacking the administration over the Recovery Act, and the split screen shows the vice president smiling, I can tell you, I can guess why he was smiling, because he knew how hypocritical that was. Because he had seen the letters written by Congressman Ryan requesting Recovery Act funding because it would help the economy in Wisconsin.
Yeah, see, obviously Jay Carney only watched that and figured that Biden only laughed once. But Biden spent the whole evening laughing and making some of the strangest faces and rolling his eyes. It was pitiful. At one point, I've mentioned this a couple times this afternoon, I wanted to reach through my TV and just smack the guy in the head.
But you know, Andy, the other thing about that particular episode with the clip with Jay Carney is that it just goes to prove that these guys will take responsibility for nothing.
Oh, no.
They're even blaming Biden's smiles on Romney and Ryan.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And, you know, I don't know if you're privy to this, but they actually threw Hillary under the bus this afternoon on the whole, Biden saying that he didn't know anything about the security request from the American embassy in Libya. And obviously there were multiple requests. And, in fact, in the hearing on the Hill, Charlene Lamb, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, admitted that she had actually turned down requests. She had actually turned down requests for more security, and yet Joe Biden says he knew nothing about it. The president knew nothing about it. That's scarier than Biden himself at the debate, knowing that the president and the vice president didn't know about requests. What are they doing?
Yeah, it is utterly shameless. And do you remember how in the 2004 campaign between John Kerry and George W. Bush, the amount of the minutia that we got into, and this, of course, was prior to 9/11, but the minutia that the Kerry campaign got into in terms of finding out exactly what threats were out there, and, I mean, there was a dissection of every little thing that the administration, all the second-guessing about how the administration should have seen 9/11 coming. Which,
yeah,
that's fine, that's fair, but you don't see any of that in the press today. You know, there's none of this sort of painstaking going back and looking at who knew what, where, and when. So Biden is, and the White House, so far anyway, they have largely been getting away with these just complete lies about how they didn't know. Starting with that it wasn't a terrorist attack, and then finishing with that they're not responsible for there not being any security there.
Yeah. And, you know, yesterday, I don't know if he caught it or not, but Stephanie Cutter, you know, the paid professional liar of the campaign,
yeah,
she was on with Brett Baer, And Bear had questioned her about this whole, you know, the video and the fact that, you know, she claimed that Romney and Ryan were politicizing the whole story for political gain, obviously. And Brett Bear questioned her on it. And here's what this is how she reacted.
What are you suggesting here? Are you suggesting that we're playing politics with it?
and Stephanie Carter was on the cutting edge of I've never seen in my life a more hotly politicized debate than the John Kerry attack on. This is a woman who mercilessly ridiculed George W. Bush for, you know what, continuing to read a book whatever they were, second graders.
Oh, yeah.
In Texas, upon hearing about the 9/11 attacks. His first instinct was to sit there and then finish reading the story so as not to freak the children out.
Yeah.
And so that information could be gathered, and then he could calmly, and then he got up and he calmly walked out of the room. We all remember the footage. And then he was briefed, and then he delivered, remarks. Very soberly, very thoughtfully, and the campaign mercilessly attacked him for his decision to sit there and read My Favorite Goat or whatever, and they put out ads about it, and to sit there and listen to her today, going to all that and accuse the Romney campaign of politicizing something like this, it's breathtaking in its audacity.
Yeah. Now, you know, by contrast, Paul Ryan, I thought last night, handled himself extremely well. Didn't lower himself to the level of a Joe Biden. In fact, you know, I thought the guy had some great answers. And if you listen to the answers without looking at the shot of Joe Biden, you would learn something. And one side of me said, well, maybe Joe Biden did that deliberately to take the focus off the real problems of the world because Ryan was going to expose them to the American public.
Yeah, that's a great point. For Paul Ryan to have done that well, I think it's a achievement because I think he's a perfect pick for the ticket and everything, but he's not a super exciting guy.
Yeah.
He's not a Sarah Palin like speaker who's going to have people sort of, on their feet, applauding, but he's kind of nerdy. So the fact that he did a very good job of holding his own, and there were some areas where I feel like he got a little bit sidetracked. But then again, who wouldn't? You're sitting there with a guy who is cackling in your ear over people, over Israel being annihilated by Iran. And actually, I think the biggest thing that he sort of missed out on was, you know, he should have, at some point in the middle of the debate, just turned to Biden and said, honestly, Joe, what is so funny?
Yeah.
Why are you laughing?
Yeah.
Do you not understand how much pain people are in this country right now?
Yeah. That would have been great. I mean, I will say that Ryan missed some golden opportunities yesterday, but, you know, by the same token, I was happy to see him perform as he did. I think at the end of the day, they walk away from it. It's not going to mean a whole lot come Tuesday night. They're going to, by Wednesday morning, they won't even remember this vice presidential debate. So I don't think it's really going to mean a whole lot. I saw some people being interviewed today saying that, hey, you know, it may have changed my mind. I'm not 100%, you know, but most of the comments today that I've heard from both sides has been on the demeanor of Joe Biden.
Yeah, but Andy, don't you think that this that debate last night did a lot to underscore very much sort of the same thing, the same theme that began with Obama's disastrous performance last week, where you there's a disconnect.
Yeah.
You have a couple of guys that are trying to get by on, you know, good looks and charm and back slapping and, you know, mailing it in, and then all of a sudden they're confronted with these people who are meticulously prepared. They're adults and they're ready to take, you know, and they're making the case that I'm big enough, I'm mature enough to take the reins from it's like they're in a fraternity or something like that. It's like they're college students. I mean, it's just absurd.
Yep, I know. All right, Charlie, got to run. Thanks a lot. We'll check you out next week, all right?
All Thanks, Danny.
See ya.